Oh, wow. Yeah, in a cup holder, I would have thought that would have been safe. Wow. You just never know when it comes to an accident where things are going to go. And that's where, when you mount stuff on that dash like that, that's large enough, heavy enough to cause physical harm, you got to be a little bit cautious or be prepared for the outcome. But yeah, I had to talk to my kids. They were mounting their cell phones in the middle of their windshield. I'm like, and these cell phones aren't small anymore, you know? And I was like, you can't do that. As soon as the cop sees that, he's going to pull you over because you're blocking your field of vision. So, and then plus, to your point, Tony, it's suction cupped to the glass, so it's not going to take much to knock it off. Yeah, you got to think about those things. I'm not saying mine could go through a car accident and not come apart. I am not saying that. I'm just saying I could definitely pull on my microphone from the back seat, maybe even outside the truck, and my head unit will not fall off.
Okay, I'm coming WW.
Go ahead, Mike. AC980. This is Annette, net control. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I haven't heard it brought up, and it's one of the biggest issues that most people don't take into consideration, cell phones notwithstanding, GPS units and everything else, but all cars are equipped with airbags, side curtains, top curtains, steering wheel bags, glove compartment bags, anything that covers any part of that bag deployment gets shot out at you like a rocket and causes some devastating injuries. So those are all things you need to consider way more than putting it on the windshield or above the dash. It's something that most people don't even take into consideration.